looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enselin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Depp can kill me if he wants.
So what do you have for us today, Abby? You're holding your phone up and you're studying it. So you're either watching a TikTok or you have planned something for this episode of the podcast.
Pinterest, my friend.
Pinterest?
A list of 35 questions for me to ask you, because sometimes we be yapping, but we don't go down to the simple things anymore.
So you're going to do by questions. Go. Okay. I first?
Yes.
Okay.
Number one.
This isn't like a dare thing where you're going to be like, tell me the worst thing that ever happened to you, because I don't want that on recorded.
All right. Question one.
My favorite color is green.
Nope. Oh my God. If you could buy any type of food, what would you buy?
Type of food.
Inhaled that.
I like jalapeno poppers.
Okay. Any specific, like, from somewhere?
They're wrapped in bacon and they have cream cheese in them and they're jalapenos and they're spicy and they're bacony and
okay.
they're baked.
Never
and
had
they're
one.
Quite Fair good. Enough. Quite spicy.
Yeah. I like spicy I food. And you,
the spicy,
sir?
Says the white guy.
I wonder if I know.
Very white.
Do I answer the same question?
Yes, because we have to compare soup. And contrast, because I win.
Just soup. Chicken wild rice soup.
From Kroger.
From Kroger.
Sponsor us, Kroger.
Food-wise. Mac and cheese.
It's got to be.
Where's the best mac and cheese you've ever had in your life?
It's the Private Selection mac
from
and cheese.
Kroger.
From Kroger. Yeah, Kroger. It's at Aldi. It's cheaper.
I have so many of those in my pantry right now.
Yeah. Number two. What color is your toothbrush?
Zoe goes first this
electric.
Time.
Electric. Oh. And it's like.
It's electric. It's
boogie woogie woogie.
It's white, I guess.
Okay.
You don't know what color your toothbrush is?
I don't remember. I don't use it that often.
Look me in the eyes and I tell you what color mine is. Pink.
Green. Okay, I went first on the odds. Go.
Number three. If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
A bird. I like to fly. I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I want to buy a drone and have the goggles.
Oh, yeah.
That you can see through and fly, because that just looks awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I would be something that could fly.
No. Fox with wings.
A fox with wings. Final answer.
Why a fox?
Because I think they look cool.
I love foxes.
What would you be?
Maned wolf, but that's because it's my favorite animal.
Oh, that's kind of similar to mine.
What's a maned wolf?
They look like giant foxes. Giant. Like the super, super long legs. Usually people don't
We're
know
cut
they...
from the same fox.
Yeah, they roar. They have a roar bark. They
you wouldn't
like,
want to be something that can like fly or swim
no,
or
I love,
like.
I don't know. I want to be a weird little guy.
Maybe I'd be a.
You
dog.
Are a weird little
exactly.
guy already.
See,
and so the don't you want to be something
fits.
Different?
No, either that or a snake.
That'd be interesting.
Snack. Thank you. Number four. What is one of the things that you would put on your bucket list?
You go first on the evens.
Okay.
That way I can copy you.
Right. Yeah, you're going to copy me. Something on my bucket list is...
I want to meet Johnny Depp.
Now I'm going to copy you. No.
I'm trying to guess what you want.
Maybe I would...
All the soup in the world.
Hey, why am I here? Why isn't Greg just doing his part and my part? First of all, why is that a bucket list item to have all the soup in the world? You don't know how this works.
Domination.
You're living the dream.
A monopoly, if you will.
I guess something from my bucket list would be revenge.
Okay. Oh my God. You're like a Klingon.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you going to kill your nemesis?
I go to Hollywood and I take duct tape and I tape over the names of the stars on the Hollywood Boulevard and I write my name in Sharpie.
I like that.
I knew it. I knew that was you.
That's been me.
There was only one Zoe.
What's on your bucket list you'd like to do?
I really like, you know, those like buckets where you can make sand castles on the beach. They got like the cool little bit castles.
Yeah.
I'd like to get one of those buckets on my list.
So wait a second. Yeah. On your bucket list is an actual
bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Can't.
What
can't
are you
argue.
Talking about?
What is yours, Greg?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably want to go to like New Zealand.
Yes.
I was going to say go to Ireland.
Like travel. That's yeah, or Ireland would be neat.
New Zealand's up there for me. My bucket list would be seeing the Northern Lights. That is my dream. Ultimate dream.
Yeah. Your hair looks like the Northern Lights.
Thanks, man. Number five. Who is your favorite superhero?
For this? I'm going to say Bucky Barnes.
Okay. Taking my answer.
Flash. Because he can go really fast.
Because he flashes people.
That too.
Oh.
So. Bucky Barnes train. You know it.
Oh, my God. Sebastian Stan.
He is an attractive man.
And number six. Who do you admire the most?
I guess I admire Bill Hader.
Crazy.
The most.
Crazy. And you, Greg?
Wow. I don't know. Living? Dead?
It can be
Benjamin Franklin.
Anybody? I do like Benjamin Franklin. Just because he's an inventor.
I can see
and
the
he used
similarity.
To take the air baths when he just walk around his house.
I think if
you
got some
nothing,
bifocals and you stop dyeing your hair, you would definitely look like Ben Franklin.
And he invented electricity. Well, he didn't invent it. He discovered it.
Yeah.
It's not like he came up with it. Hmm. Yeah. Probably Abraham Lincoln.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say for me, Amelia Earhart.
Mm.
I don't know. She took a lot of really big steps, and I know that, you know, she just disappeared and all, but like, she did so much.
The
and
crabs
the same with,
are going to get you.
That's okay. We're in Ohio.
Oh.
The only
you're
crabs
safe.
Here are the STD type.
Oh, I see.
Number seven. What is your favorite summer activity?
Summer. Where do you summer?
Do you summer?
Probably grilling. Like not me cooking. I don't want to cook. But like going to a picnic and they have hot dogs and they have hamburgers. Yep. And they have the buns that have been on the grill and they're brown.
Yes, sir.
And then potato salad.
Yeah. I love getting like really sweaty, like doing like.
Is this a bonus episode?
Like I loved.
Like working in the yard and getting all like dirty
kind of,
and gross.
But, or like swimming I love. But I love like that feeling of like coming home or like taking a shower or like collapsing on the floor and you're just sweaty.
It just like it feels like
so like
most of us don't collapse on the floor when we get home from where we're going.
Roller skating and
you're at home and you're all sweaty and gross and then you
like
shower
you feel,
and you feel all clean.
And you feel like you've like got a really great workout.
Yeah.
And I love swimming.
And like fulfilled
and like,
your day.
Like it's kind of like a bad feeling in the moment, but it's a great feeling like after.
Yeah.
I think you can tell from looking at me, I don't like working out.
Yeah.
Or getting sweaty.
Oh, maybe I would have guessed that.
Yeah. I like looking like Jabba the Hutt. That's what I like. That's my favorite
thing. My aesthetic. Yeah. My pin board.
What do you do in the summer?
My Pinterest pin board.
Abby, what's your favorite thing? Shooting? Trap shooting?
What?
Sometimes.
You like going fishing?
What? Let's
fishing
go fishing.
Too.
Let's go fishing.
I would say actually fossil hunting or metal detecting.
You should get one of those metal detectors.
I have one.
Nice.
It's waterproof.
You should get a drone.
I have one.
I know, I'm going down the list.
Check.
Check.
Number eight. If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be? And who would play you?
I
like this one.
I would love for Aubrey Plaza to play me.
Yes.
In the movie.
Oh my God. She reminds me
either
of you.
Either her, Jennifer Lawrence.
I would like...
Aubrey Plaza.
I would like her to play like an older version of me.
Okay.
So whatever wherever we think I'm going to be in...
What genre?
10 years. I think the genre would be like a comedy, but like one of those comedies where it's like, oh, I can see why this didn't do well at the box office.
Oh!
You know, like Hot Rod.
B-rated.
Something that like is a cult classic, like a select few people would really like it. But overall, in the big scheme of things...
Disappointing.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I get that.
Fair enough.
Oh,
wait,
God.
I can
don't
answer
know.
This for you.
Who plays me?
You are being played by Bobby Mule Moynihan. Mm.
Oh, boy.
I love you too, Zoe.
The genre.
Not even going to make eye contact with you now. Ever again.
You didn't like that?
One of those treasure...
He'll play a younger version of you.
A treasure hunting movie.
Wait, how?
They discover the Fountain of Youth at the end.
How old is Bobby Moynihan?
1,000.
No. So he'd definitely play like a
I was making fun of me when I said I looked like Jabba the Hutt, and then you came in with the slam.
He would play like a young you, like as a writer.
Yeah,
like,
thanks.
Is that not...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's,
she does not think much
you
of
young.
Me. That's
Wait.
Fine.
This is you like 20 years
She's
ago.
She's not like...
anyways, and I think the genre would be...
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi, yeah.
That's fine. I'll take it.
I would be played by Jack Black. No further questions.
Okay. There you
my
go.
Movie, it would be beautiful. Comedy horror. Yeah. And I don't need to elaborate because it makes sense.
Yeah.
Number 9. If you could be any flavor of ice cream, what ice cream flavor would you be?
Mint chocolate chip.
Gross.
That tracks. Love it.
Worst flavor ever.
It's my favorite because I buy it and then nobody else likes it. So then I get all of it.
That's fair.
That's why you get it.
What about you?
Cotton candy, being made at Cold Stone.
Oh, cold water.
Add gummy bears.
Mm. I like moose tracks. That's my favorite.
That tracks.
Yep. It's got the little peanut butter cups in it.
Those are good. I love peanut butter. Those are good.
Yeah. Number 10. Who is your favorite cartoon character?
Peppa Pig. Greg?
Because you self-identify?
Yeah, I do.
There was used to be a cartoon called Hong Kong Phooey, and I loved him.
Okay.
He was a little dog, and he could do karate, and then he had a car that was like made out of a garbage truck. Yeah, it's from the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. Old.
I would say for me, it's either Raven from Teen Titans, mm-hmm. which makes sense, or the Hex Girls from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
also makes sense.
Yeah,
or Shigo.
That really makes
any
sense.
Any of that genre, you know.
not Blue's Clues.
Number 11. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Australia.
That's crazy.
New Zealand.
That's, yeah. That's more like it. That'd New Zealand's fun. The friendlier version.
I wish I could.
I'll say New Zealand.
I wish somebody would hit me on the head, though, and then I wake up and I'm there.
You don't have to do the actual travel.
Because that's a long flight.
That's actually what I was getting. New Zealand's my dream place to, like, go.
But it's so far.
I would love to get
So all of us. Kidnapped. So when are we going to New Zealand, guys?
Snatched.
I'd love to get snatched and taken to New
Zealand. I don't think I can do a 19-hour flight. I don't think I can do it.
Business credit card. All right. Number 12. What's your dream job? Anything to do with
airline
art
pilot.
And no.
Okay.
Anything to do with like art and media. That's always just kind of been that's why when I heard Zoe was like, hey, Greg wants me to be on this podcast, I was like, Zoe, what do I gotta do? What do I have to do to get on this
And then she
podcast?
Did it. And then she and did now it, she's yeah. on here.
I weaseled. Yeah.
Now she is the podcast.
And Zoe's very happy.
As happy as I can be.
Yeah.
Oh, well, ever since I was like a kid. And
you want to put up gutters in
and
houses.
And I watched stand-up for the first time.
You
want
to
like,
be a stand-up comedian?
I was like,
do you really?
That is the dream.
Do you really?
That has always been like the whole idea of traveling and being in like a different city every night and doing and making people laugh. That
you do great.
Has always seemed like the dream to me.
So do you do like open mic nights and stuff like
no,
that?
No, I can't.
Because
I'm not funny.
I disagree.
Oh my God.
I'm an introvert. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Have you ever?
I'm not interested in it either.
Sit down comedy. Have you ever been funny in your life?
We're being funny right now.
We.
Wow. I almost cursed you.
Oh.
Do it.
I'm sorry. I was just kidding.
We're all being funny right now. What was the question?
Dream job.
Oh yeah. We all answered. But Greg didn't.
What is?
Probably be a writer. So okay. I'm happy. Yep. Maybe on.
Oh,
a,
you're living your dream.
In like, but like in a
like
writer's
a successful
room.
Writer.
Yeah, like a successful one. Yeah, thanks.
Like J.K. Rowling, right?
It's the Pick on so Greg sorry. Show, I'm and so you're sorry. Invited. I didn't know I was going to be funny. Here for this. So, we're doing
like
it locally.
And subscribe.
Like and subscribe for more future stuff.
Help.
Funny stuff from me and Zoe.
Oh,
and
I'm literally going to kill myself.
And scary stuff from Abby and her sister.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
It's just a picture of my face.
Oh.
Number 13.
Hey, no, your little UFO graphic with us getting sucked up in
I
the
loved
UFO.
That.
That was so beautiful. Good. Thank and it's so creative. Thank like, how you. Do you come up with that?
I don't know. Awesome.
I don't know.
She's creative.
You're no. very creative and you're very funny and I'm tall. So there you go.
I'm taller than you, Greg.
You are taller than
Zoe.
Me.
Larg.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I
Not,
am.
You're venti.
Yep.
You're 20 ounces.
Jeez.
20, 30 ounces.
Yep, 20. That's me.
Number 13. Are you a morning or a night person?
Night.
Yep. No further questions. Number 14. What is your favorite hobby? Do you ever have a job that sucks the hobbies out of you? Oh.
Yeah. That's yours.
Tinder? Tundra? I was going to say Tundra.
Tundra. That's good.
Tinder?
I'd say, I'm just going to say writing. That's my hobby.
Yeah.
Hey,
I like writing. Fine. And I like writing because it's just me doing my thing. Yeah. And there's nothing else going on.
My hobby is drawing.
Wow. We're keeping you awake here.
Oh, boy. Number 15. What is one thing that annoys you?
Greg.
I'm 15.
Oh, my God. That was...
Are you telling me to go first? Because it's an odd numbered question and it's my turn, MF-er. Or are you telling me... to, or are you saying I annoy you?
I was saying, Greg, you go ahead and take this question because it's your turn. Yeah.
If she says things that annoy you and the first thing out of your mouth is me, that's sad.
No, I was telling you that you should go ahead and go.
Bad drivers. That really makes me crazy. Yeah.
Real.
I guess my answer would be Greg.
Oh my God. Well, there's that confirmed.
No, my real answer is
when
I have my sensory issues, my fingernails start to hurt.
Wait, what?
Fair. That makes my, it makes my teeth itch when I have sensory issues.
What's a sensory issue?
So like, okay. Like if you like scraped your nails on a chalkboard, yeah. I would have a mental breakdown and my fingernails would start like hurting.
Really? Like your
hands
like...
And the idea of it is making me like want to...
That's me with wood. I can't do it.
It's making my fingernails hurt.
It makes my teeth itch. My teeth itch. Like the inside.
We're normal and can be trusted with life and living.
It feels as if someone took 1,000 little feathers and it's like tickling the inside of your tooth. Horrible feeling.
Awful.
Horrible.
That's weird. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
What about you?
You know what annoys me? Men.
Real.
Number 16. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Mm.
I know.
Zoe, you go first on this one. Guess since it's even.
Guess I'd have to go worm.
Why would you eat a worm?
Because I was young and I just put it in my mouth and ate it.
It was free.
Were you young? Like... youthful?
I want to say
child?
Like 15, 16.
This was so a couple
Tuesday.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday.
This was I want to say.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
A leg of a tarantula.
Hmm.
What about you, Greg?
I don't think I've ever eaten anything weird. And I feel like I've missed out.
I'll bring weird things to the podcast. Don't you worry.
No, I don't want to eat anything weird. I usually
Jungle
avoid
Gyms
that.
Has gotcha.
I'm adult. I'm an adult. I don't want to eat anything I don't want to eat. I was at Grandpa Joe's though, and they have these $15 grab bags that are sealed up and you can't tell what's in them. So I'll get one of those. We'll bring them in. We'll try them out.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be fun.
Unless it's a roach. I'm not eating a roach. That's
I don't think that crickets, you have that option.
Crickets.
I don't think.
I'm too vanilla. Sorry. I'm from St. Louis. I don't eat
I'm
like
from
condor.
The St. Louis area as
Hi.
Well.
Oh, we're going to have sandwiches and they're made out of like.
There's two types of people that come out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about someone in your family? All of them, because they're alive.
That they don't talk to me.
Oh.
Is that your favorite thing?
Yeah.
My sister's an artist and paints. I think that's very cool. Do you have anything in anybody in your family you like?
Oh, my mom's really good at making friends. Like anywhere she goes. No one, she's not nervous of nobody.
So she's an extrovert?
Very much so, yeah.
Outgoing. And
yeah, and people love her.
She likes people?
Yeah.
God, I hate people. Yeah. I really don't like
that's
getting
beautiful.
Along with people.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That no, it's not. It's a horrible habit I should get out of.
And what is one of your weird quirks is number 18.
One of my weird... I have so many weird quirks. I think I'll do weird stuff. Like if I've been drinking, I'll start winking at people.
Oh, I know.
Like everyone in sight.
Not much. What's up with you? She says.
I'll
the man
wink,
passing by,
or I'll like bow to them.
Yes, you will. You'll do the thing where she
you
puts
know
her hands
I do.
Together.
And I still have not stopped. And I don't
I
know why
it.
I do
I
like,
it.
The bowing thing. It's
do you want to like do that? But
it's
you
like
can...
a bit that's funny to me when okay. I'm drunk.
Yeah, I do that.
And
too.
The winking,
not that, but I do
the
things
winking
like that.
Is also a bit that's funny to only me.
And you're winking, like an obvious,
like,
super
like,
obvious
yeah.
wink.
I'll, okay. like, open my whole mouth, and I'll, like, do a really obvious, like,
I
cheesy
can't even do that.
Wink. And then
over-the-top
and
wink.
Then an over-the-top wink, and then on the inside, I'll be like, that was so funny. That's the funniest thing ever. And I could do it 20 times.
Do you find yourself doing that accidentally when you're not drunk, and then you're like, oh, God,
you've
I can't
done,
believe
like,
I did that.
You've done it, like, once to me, but it was in a joking manner.
Oh,
my fingers are double jointed.
That is a weird part.
That's not a weird
look
part.
Look at.
That's
oh, look, I can look, also look. Do my bird noise. That's my
Yeah, your bird noise is really strong. That's not a sound effect that Zoe added
it's
in me. Later in post. That's
it's actual
It's
actually technically
bird.
A cheetah noise. It's from the movie Cheetah. Disney movie, very niche.
Never heard of
I'm
it.
I'm exposing myself. I did not know how to whistle and I was like I loved cheetahs as a kid. That was my first favorite animal.
Weird quirk. Probably making lists because I cannot stop. And then I'll make lists of the lists that I have.
That's
and then
fine. List guy.
I'm the list guy over here listing.
Describe yourself in three words. Number 19.
Stunning.
Right.
And brave.
And
stunning
is
and brave. It's beautiful.
What about you, Zoe?
Three words.
Quirky.
Off-putting. That is a really good one.
That's a great word.
Off-putting.
Stunning.
Unpredictable.
And stunning.
That's true.
And stunning.
Unpredictable. Off-putting. And I'm going to make this an acronym. So
oh, God.
That's cheating. I love it.
So I need something that starts with like a T. So it's out.
STD? What are you doing?
That is what I'm doing. No, maybe my third word would be...
What was it? What were they words? You've got two.
Off-putting.
Off-putting.
Unpredictable.
And then chlamydia, right?
And then let's do Lana Del Rey as one word.
Love it. That's not one word.
Love it. I'm going to take it.
Performative?
Yeah, performative. Mm. Lying. Liar.
No. Lying. Liar. Whoa. That got deep. I was going to say emo. Freak.
Right.
Emo freak?
Yes. And then Uncanny Valley.
Oh, you should add something in there about kindness.
Yeah, you're very kind.
The actual back rooms.
Creative.
Kind, creative, gorgeous.
I'm here. Like a wall post. Number 20.
Not a fan of Skibbity Toilet.
Oh, no, me neither. If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be?
I would trade lives.
Madeleine Albright.
With Bill Hader, and then I'd marry myself.
Aubrey Plaza.
No, Aubrey Plaza.
I love her.
Might actually be a good one.
Yeah.
Who would you want to be, Greg?
Is it modern day or is it
like
historical?
Anything.
Person I want to be?
Yeah.
Bobby Moynihan? Jack Black?
I like John Mulaney. I really
yeah,
do. He is a lot of fun.
John Mulaney.
And I like his sense of humor. It's every time I watch something this is the thing I like about him. Every time I watch something, one of his stand-ups or something like that,
yeah,
I don't know what he's going to say. And that's good.
Unpredictable. Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah, I love it.
In a stand-up, that's what you want. You want to be like shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would want to be Jimmy Fallon, but not because of like his jokes.
So you could
stuff.
Kill yourself?
No, I'm just saying because I would love to, all the times that he has like, all these like animals and stuff, like I wouldn't like react to them the scared little boy way that he does, but like I'd love to be like a talk show host and do fun things like
you should be an animal
then just be a talk show
do you
host.
Know who
don't
the-
do because no. he's good
say Conan O'Brien then.
I hate that
Conan,
man
Conan,
oh
not
no.
Conan not Conan no, no. who's oh. the other guy what's the other guy the guy that does the singing in the thing
the chubby guy
What
oh,
is his name?
Oh, James Corden.
Corden.
Oh, yeah, I hate him. That's what I thought it was. And then I was like, wait, nope, wrong person.
Craig
no,
Ferguson.
I.
That's you.
Craig Ferguson
okay.
is
100% Craig Ferguson.
Okay. I love him.
Have you seen him?
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
He's
and
got
he's
a great
a
accent.
Really good interviewer. And I love
Conan O'Brien will always be my favorite.
I like Conan. I thought you were
saying
that.
Why are you shaking your head?
Watch.
He's so funny.
Watch some Craig Ferguson on YouTube. It is. Like people,
shout
like
out.
It's still popular now. People will go back and watch his interviews from people
great.
From 20 years ago because it was so good. But his comedy
is hilarious. I just
don't
think he's as funny as Conan. Hot take.
Well,
fair enough.
Go ahead. Be wrong. I don't mind.
Question 21. If you could talk in your sleep, what would you say? God, I can go first. Vague threats.
I would speak in Latin.
Oh.
Just because it would be cool.
I love it. You fluent in Latin. Only while you're sleeping.
Do
I would just be like, I'm gonna kill you.
Do you know in like Nosferatu and
what?
When, are we talking about Lily Rose
when
Depp?
When Lily Rose
part
Depp
of her body?
Is like she's like sleeping, but then she's like, he's coming. That'd be me.
Oh, I think I need to bleach myself. Question 22. What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Cry.
22
probably
it's even
that's wish you. I was asleep and then a and or go back to sleep and wait for my next alarm
real
I'm gonna go with that too. I don't like waking up in the morning.
Nope.
Even if it's noon I don't like waking up. I'm like no.
Oh, if it's noon I really don't want to get up because then I'll feel like the day's already gone.
Yep.
Yes, it's
I
that first
Candy
alarm
Crush.
I hate that.
You play Candy Crush?
That's I gotta do something to
in
motivate
bed
my existence
to wake up and
yeah,
get kinda. Like your brain work
yeah a little yeah. bit. I have to like do something to just make my brain start going because it won't.
So you're saying the first thing I do in the morning is regret waking up.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Question 23. What is your favorite movie quote?
I'm going to say it's a line delivered by Bill Hader. And it's happening during a high-speed car chase. He's chasing somebody else who's in a truck. The man in the truck said Bill Hader tells the guy to stop, pull over. The guy says, no, I'm on a mission from God. Bill Hader says, "Well, tell him you failed," and shoots him in the face.
I love it.
Is this from Barry?
No. It's from a movie called Paul, and it's about an alien.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time. It's is he in that?
Horrible, yes.
He's in that?
He is in that movie.
Who directed that? That's not Edgar Wright, is it?
I don't know who directed it. The movie itself is terrible, but that line, I love it.
I just remember hating the whoever played...
I'm on a mission from God!
Who played...
Tell him you failed!
Oh.
Who played Paul? The alien.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's why I hated that movie. I just remember hating that.
I can see that.
I just remember hating
it. Do you dislike Seth Rogen and his work? You can say it. This is a safe space. I understand
Is this a safe space?
I understand the Seth Rogen.
There are very few things I've seen him in where I like.
Okay, that's valid.
There's a few.
Yeah.
A couple things here and there.
Why do I
think
like
Pineapple him? Express like killed his, it for me. I think that's the one I like. No.
Yeah.
I like his laugh. He has a very discernible laugh.
Distinct. Would be from
Back to the Future.
Airplane, probably.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah, like Don't Call Me Shirley or something.
I love
like that.
That.
It's a big building with patients in it, but that's not important.
All together
right
now.
All together. Oh, no.
We're on instruments.
I like when the.
Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
Well, that
okay,
too.
That's interesting.
The guy, the love interest, Lucius Hunt, says, sometimes we don't do things, yet others know we want to do the things, so we don't do them. Boom! Because it's true. And
sometimes
I'd be doing that
dead is better.
Hey, wait, did you listen to... wait a minute. Funeral Derangements. That's Ice Nine Kills.
That's Pet Cemetery is what that is. That's where it started.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes dead is better.
Yeah, true.
I would agree with that.
You'll see that when you see Sinners.
Oh, interesting.
What's your favorite joke?
I would say...
Lorne Michaels' career.
Number 24. Oh,
wow. Why did that take me so long to process?
Okay. Amy Schumer's career,
I mean,
actually.
He gave Bill Hader a career, so I really can't be mad at him. Can
I'm sure
I?
Mike, like, becoming uncircumcised.
I feel bad about that.
Because I've been screwing it and messing with it.
What? That's my favorite joke.
Wait, what's the question?
What's your favorite joke?
Okay, wait. Let me see if I can get this right.
Oh, God.
Why the long face?
Oh, wait, listen to me.
I'm listening.
If you're going to do stand-up, you're going to have to learn how to work the microphone. You're gripping it like it's like you're drowning.
Can I look it up?
Are you going to tell a joke?
Oh, my God.
You're a good old-fashioned classic joke.
Okay, good. I'm excited about this.
I can go with mine.
Go.
It's a classic.
Tell
it's
a joke.
You know, the knock-knock.
Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
That's a good one.
Interrupting cow. Moo!
Interrupting cow.
Moo!
Yeah,
all right, here's mine. A priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk into a bar. The rabbit says, "I think I might be a type O."
Oh.
Type O? Because he's supposed to be a rabbi.
Rabbit.
Just
I get
a little
it.
Bit of Jewish humor for you.
Hey.
Tracks. If you were on Mars for a day, what would you do for fun?
Number Take 25. My helmet off and die.
Breathe. We went the same exact spot.
I was going to say collecting rocks, but that's fine.
That's not funny.
I would, I don't know. I think I would get in the rocket ship that they left for me and get in and fly home.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Number 26. If you could buy anything, what would it be?
The moon.
Okay, Gru, first of all. I'd buy Minions.
Oh!
Yeah.
I don't know what I would buy. World peace.
Fair.
I don't know what I would buy.
Why was I so disgusted by that answer?
I don't know. I feel like I'm Miss America here.
Yeah
you are.
What would I buy? I don't know what I would buy.
Earth.
Well, since everything's unlimited, I don't know. Cybertruck.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Love
Greg.
Those are so cool.
Angry, you know, Doritos. They look like
look like an angry burnt flying Dorito.
Yeah, they also look like they weren't fully rendered in.
No, they look like they haven't finished rendering. Nope. That's what I like about them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I will drive you to see the Northern Lights if I get
a Cybertruck. I guess. Number 27, where's the worst place you get stuck?
Elevator. No, underwater cave. Cave underwater.
Top of a roller coaster.
Dishwasher, because there's a lot of films. Hey, I'm stuck, step bro. Anyways.
What the hell?
You know, come on. That was the joke.
No one's ever been stuck in a dishwasher, by the way. I've seen every single one of those movies, and no one's ever stuck in a dishwasher.
Did you mean...
They're always under a bed.
Did you mean like a washing machine?
Yes, a washing machine.
Oh, see, now you get it. The window.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
The washing machine works. I've seen those.
This isn't a pool. This is a bathtub.
And ladders. For some reason, women are always getting stuck in ladders.
Man, I don't know.
I'm like, how dumb are you to get...
Anyways, number 28. What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame? Squander it. Make...
Hell yeah.
I'd sell out.
World peace.
Okay.
Oh, what was the question?
What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame?
I would probably do something to prolong that. Mm. I'd do something real...
Or you get canceled immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no one would forget it.
Nope.
It'd be like a Will Smith Oscar
snap. I was going to say Shane Dawson.
Oh.
Some kind of funny quote that would, again, make me popular longer than the 15 minutes.
Longer than the Hawk Tua girl.
She took her chance and she rolled with it.
She
Now she has a crypto coin.
She fell into
it. And she should go to jail for scamming people.
Yeah, she
now she has a podcast. A very popular podcast.
I will 1v1 you, Hawk Tua girl, and I'll win. Anyways, number... 29.
You're cheating. Don't cheat.
I looked at the next question, but I forgot how to read.
Where
so I
would you go
it.
If you were invisible?
What number are we on?
We're on number 29.
The ladies' locker room.
I knew.
Bill Hader's house.
Okay.
We're both creeps.
I was going to say the White House. I'm snooping.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Number 30. What is your favorite color? Wait, favorite flavor of... What the hell?
Tamales?
What does that say? What is your favorite flavor of... Birdie Bot's flavored beans?
Birdie Bot's every flavored beans? I'll pass. I'm passing on that one.
I like the ketchup beans.
It's jelly beans, and that's the Harry Potter brand of jelly beans. And this is probably, you pulled it from something related to Harry Potter. That's Birdie Beats.
Oh.
Every flavored.
I haven't even seen all the Harry Potter.
Have you read the books?
Nope.
That's like a recurring thing, because they have every flavor of jelly beans, and you're like, okay, that's fun.
Oh, they're centipede.
And then, they have ones that taste like stone. Or like the roof tile.
Okay, favorite flavor of jelly bean. Lemon.
Buttered popcorn.
Sour.
Buttered popcorn.
I love the whatever red is.
Cherry? Centipede.
Yeah.
Strawberry?
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Number 31.
That's not a flavor. That's a color.
Number 31. What is the one thing you own that you wish you didn't? Ooh. A dishwasher, because I'm right here.
One thing I own that I wish I didn't?
Yeah.
My brain.
Yeah. It's a responsibility.
I don't think I own anything I don't want to own.
Fair enough.
I'm old and I've gotten rid of everything I don't like.
No.
Number 32. Describe the perfect kiss in 3 words. Hot, clammy, makes me want to die.
That's more than 3 words.
Okay. This doesn't blur any lines, but like...
Oh.
Aggressive.
Okay.
I don't really see it coming.
Illegal.
And
I really don't see it coming as many, many more words. And what are you doing with your tongue over there?
I thought
we're
that,
suddenly
oh, wait,
on
is
Grindr
it, is it,
again.
Is it in 3 words?
Yes.
Okay. Aggressive. Unexpected.
Borderline illegal.
Aggressive. Unexpected. And passionate.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are
fair
all good.
Enough. Number 33. What's your biggest addiction? Candy Crush.
Frozen burritos. I do love
frozen.
Those.
Yeah, Zoe likes the Red Bull.
Frozen
yeah,
burritos.
Red Bull.
You
that,
are
that's
obsessed
my answer.
With Red
yeah,
Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull.
Anything when you're drinking a giant thing that looks like urine, I'm like, yep.
Yep, that's Red Bull.
Number 34. Do you have a song that reminds you of a relationship? If so, what song?
Yeah, Enter Sandman by Metallica.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny. House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. The End by The Doors.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley, if you want a real answer.
I know a guy named Buckley.
Dance, Dance, Fall Out Boy.
Oh my God. I don't know. A song that I like that regards relationships, I'll do that instead. Old Eden by Honeywater. It's the girl that plays Rue and her boyfriend.
I love Honeywater. That's so
you
good.
Don't know
so
who
good.
That is actually. Sing it.
I don't.
Yeah.
Sing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
but it's a great song.
No.
What's the Fallout Boy when they're in the church and the he
take me to
and he hears the he overhears the lady talking about the bride. That's fun.
That is not Fall Out Boy. That is Panic at the Disco. And oh, that yeah, is
Panic at the Disco. And that's the
Who Will Imagine.
Yeah. As I'm What's that song?
The pews and the, what is
I like the lyrics in that song. It's well written. What's that song
Hold
called?
On. It's going to my head. Wait. Number 35. And last and final question. Sorry to make you listen this long. How many books have you read so far this year? Like 5?
I'm on 23. I think I'm on 23.
0. I haven't read any.
That tracks.
Let's see. Reading Challenge 2025. I am 14 books in of 36.
Oh, it's not bad.
23.
I've only read 14 this week. Okay. This year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still working on a couple, but I've read.
What are you reading right now? Ooh, that's a good question.
Your book. I'm reading the Murder and Mayhem in Miamisburg, and then I'm reading the Supernatural Ohio thing. I've just read the Spectral Echoes by the C.M. Watkins.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have a podcast where we talk about books.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Did I say Songbirds and Snakes? Not.
Oh, are you reading that? Is that good?
Yeah. But those are all my questions.
Sunrise on the Reaping.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yeah, I actually really liked it.
I liked the books, but I didn't read the Songbirds and Snakes.
I have the. I have that.
I have it too. I just haven't read it.
Oh, okay. I have the newest one. If you want to read it, I'll bring it in.
I'm reading the Two Towers, the middle Lord of the Rings book.
Oh wow.
I'm reading that, and I'm reading a book on Stoicism.
Okay.
Stoicism.
Really?
And some other book, I forget.
How do you feel about Stoicism?
Can you not break things?
I'm doing my best.
I don't really have an opinion about Stoicism. See? Okay. That's the joke.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, thank you. That was 35 questions with
that's all.
The Three Musketeers of Idiocy.
That's who we are.
It's good. I learned a lot about both of you, and that's nice.
Yes.
It's good to put your thoughts
what
into
is the,
action.
What is your best thing you learned about me today?
That she likes to touch the microphone aggressively.
You have a lot of nervous energy after you eat soup. That's what I learned about you.
Yes, that digestive energy.
Okay. Yes, and that Abby's an incredibly creative person.
Oh, thanks.
Those are the things I learned about
she's
you.
She's got to touch every
and
episode.
She's constantly
ends with Zoe
touching you.
Trying to roll credits.
Zoe, good say night, something moon. Funny on the outro.
Good night, moon.
I don't want to wake up sometimes.
I don't want to wake up anytime.
Like and subscribe so I can get therapy.
Like and subscribe so we can enjoy live.
Thank you. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss.